Welcome to Stardust Stereo. I'm Parker McFinney. I'm your host. Today is the 23rd of September, year 2023. And today we're going to talk about Mabon. Mabon is the traditional name, the Celtic name, of autumn. And the chart that represents the next 3 months is a mundane chart, which will give us a flavor of how the next 3 months will go for the world. I will be specifically looking at North America, but there will also be elements in this chart that you can take home to prepare for your own prosperity and strength for the next 90 days. This would be called a mundane chart in astrology. And we look at elements which are standouts that might affect a nation or a city, but you can also use it on a personal level. So last night at 11:50 p.m. on the West Coast, the sun entered Libra. And when the sun enters Libra, we have an opportunity to look at the areas of marriage, partnership of any kind, justice, how we bring harmony to the table, how we learn to get along. And that is something that we really do need to get a grasp on planet Earth. We had a quarter moon yesterday on the 22nd. It was in the last degree of Sagittarius, squaring the last degree of Virgo. The moon was in Sagittarius. The sun was in Virgo. The energies of that will last for about a week. And the energies of the Mabon chart take over the second the sun goes into Libra. And since that quarter moon was at the last degree of Sagittarius, obviously it has moved into the moon sign of Capricorn. So that Libra sun in a cardinal sign, which means action, is in a square in the Mabon chart to the moon, which is also in a cardinal sign. And whenever you have a chart, personal or mundane, that occupies a square between the lights, the sun, and the moon, you have a certain level of tension that needs to be resolved. So straight up, we know the next 3 months, we're going to be trying to resolve tension. And this particular tension is playing out already in the headlines in America with the possible shutdown of the government. The moon in Capricorn does rule government, higher powers, authority. The sun in Libra is always about compromise. What's legal? What's fair? Where's justice? The sun in Libra traditionally indicates in a person somebody who is seeking harmony. Unless there's really hard aspects to that sun, they find the path of the smoothest road. They don't particularly invite conflict. So this unease with the sun saying, hey, can't we just get along? And the moon saying, you know, we've got to go to the top. We've got to win. We've got to achieve a higher standard. And moon in Capricorn is very authoritarian in many ways, but it's also extremely hardworking. And we see this conflict happening between what's fair and hardworking energy, because the moon represents public in a mundane chart, as being played out completely, not just in our government, with a possible shutdown, but with all these strikes. And the one thing that spoke to me looking at this chart, which was so clear, is this next season of Sun in Libra, then when the Sun moves into Scorpio, and then into Sagittarius. So the next 3 months represent finding a marriage to balance and dignity. It's also about justice in the highest sense. We have such an overriding use of social media, of being judge and jury on whatever the media, newspapers, happen to decide to put on the front page. This form of justice is like a mob mentality. It's not dealing with factual information most of the time. Sometimes it is reflecting facts, but there's this wave of people coming to conclusions about who's guilty or not before it's even gone to trial, before evidence has even been seen. And this imbalance is not conducive to a peaceful society, a society that's always revved up in conflict, cannot find comfort in just living. Those of you that do not pay any attention to social media or even read the news are probably the happiest of all. And I would suggest, as I have in other podcasts, curtail your news that you allow to infiltrate your consciousness to a level that provides for you what you need to know, but still allows you to have a smile on your face. The mundane chart of Mabon indicates that the public being the moon, is going to be in a serious mood. All is not lost, because that Capricorn moon is also in a fabulous grand trine with the planet Jupiter and the planet Mercury. So that mindset of seriousness can change when the strikes end. When dignity to earn a living wage that will provide for the necessities of life is truly addressed by corporate America. And I'm hopeful, probably because I'm a natural optimist, but I also am hopeful based on the astrology. We are at a turning point with this Mabon chart because there are signatures in the chart that show the upcoming solar eclipse at 21 degrees Libra, which happens on the 14th of October, is incredibly critical in us as a nation and also as a society in discovering the beauty of justice and balance and fairness combined with dignity. Now, dignity is a huge key word for the next 3 months. And it's also about dignity of our young people, the dignity to have their voices heard. It is about the super young people being protected. And truly, when we think about it, a changing of the guard is in current motion, because we have so many elders, and I've talked about this ad nauseum, in places of high power within our electric and dynamic governing bodies that are elected by the people. We have so many elders. They need to step aside and let young people start to take charge. You know, when you have a family business and you're handing it down, you don't wait until you're on death's door to start to train and turn over the reins to the young people in the family. You do it quite early so that it's a slow process, because you have a lot of knowledge to convey and share so that they have the best tools to carry on. With the moon in Capricorn, this also in this chart represents that changing element of the changing of the guard that is so resisted by our elders that are holding office. It's actually quite embarrassing because it's so clear it's about power. It's not about power to the people. It's about their individual power and their party power. And it's on both sides. So we need to find the balance between how we share that torch. And in a personal level, you need to find the balance of how you share responsibilities in the family. This would be an excellent time to look in your social circles, to look within your family structure, because sometimes for some people, their social circle, their immediate friends, are their family. So you look within those contexts and you see where you need to give added responsibility to the younger people amongst you, to the younger people within your family, so that they can begin to really strengthen those muscles of leadership. If you never let go of control, how do you think they're going to have a grip on what needs to be happening? And learning this handing over and compromise and sharing of power is part of being a mature adult. The young people are ready. They're ready and willing, because in this chart we have Venus at 18 degrees Leo, and it's in a lovely sextile to the planet Mars, which also happens to be in Libra. And that tells me the blending of desire and action is in a flow mechanism. So this is an opportune time to give young people more work, metaphorically and literally, more responsibility. The Venus and Mars in this beautiful relationship also indicates that a coming together is completely possible. And what's greater than using the yin energy, the softness, with the Mars energy, which is much more about action and getting the job done, bringing them together in order to complete and go forth with new ideas, complete old ideas, start with new ideas. Another factor to consider with this particular mundane chart, the Mabon chart, is how that Venus in Leo, it's in the fifth house. In a mundane chart, we start with the zero Aries rising on that 9 o'clock dial, and then we place all the planets in their respective houses. And Venus is in Leo in the fifth house, and it's actually conjunct Juno. Juno's the asteroid of marriage. This represents the birth rate. And of course, if we don't have a strong birth rate, we have an imbalance. That imbalance is really lopsided. It can create a problem. It can create a problem of a society with way too many old people, not enough young people to take charge and work in the workforce. We do want people to procreate, even though certain high-profile personalities love the word depopulation. If they depopulate too much, there's not going to be enough people to buy their products, and that would certainly put them in a funk. I won't mention names. Also in this chart, the Sun and Venus are in mutual reception. And that is super fantastic. It is a key indicator, fabulous indicator, that the next 3 months can be about having enough. And that brings me to the strikes. It's interesting, around October 23rd, I see an indication that the workforce could be helped tremendously. And it's possible, after a short period, that we find that compromise. So first, we're probably going to have a vibration of a lot of ugliness. I'm sorry, I don't put on rose-colored glasses. The last week in September has Venus square Uranus, and also during that last week of September, this mundane chart, the Mabon chart, shows a lot of tension. So I do believe that we're going to have to do a little bit more struggle to find the benefits of compromise. Nothing reminds you more how ugly conflict is and how it pulls you down than being in the middle of it, and then you get the relief of it shortly after. And unless you just love to argue, and there are people on the planet that just love to argue because it makes them feel more alive. But if you're not one of those people, you can look forward to, as we enter into October and that first week of October, absolutely finding keys to opening doors where people can have fabulous negotiations. By October 10th and 11th, that is decisive action. So if you have been sitting on the fence trying to figure out particular issues in your life, not able to make a concrete decision one way or another, by October 10th, 11th, you'll be getting green lights and have an awareness of exactly what works for you. So as I look at this chart, I'm truly hopeful that these strikes might end around October 21st to the 23rd, or certainly make huge advances at coming very close to sealing a deal. Another time frame that's quite interesting is the week of Thanksgiving. The week of Thanksgiving, we will have many opportunities to feel blessed, to give thanks, because for so long, the struggle of the strike has been going on. It affects more people than just the writers or the actors or the auto workers or the pilots or travel, or, you know, it's just across the board. It's so clear in this chart that the screaming message is, even though with Libra involved, it would be sung in a sweet voice, is help us. Find the balance. Give us dignity. Don't make us crawl for crumbs. And healing occurs in a nation, in a people, in families. When you allow people that are in conflict to save face, and yet also get a little bit of what they need, and you get a little bit of what you need, and so it becomes win-win. Nobody takes home the whole basket of food to gorge on alone. And what is marriage? It's finding a person that meets your innermost needs, and you meet their innermost needs, and you work together to create a greater whole. And that's what this Mabon promises, that even though we will have conflict and it will get quite intense, there is still a very strong message, at least in my interpretation, that we can find the correct path to fairness. We just have to work a little bit harder at finding the middle way. I'm Parker McFinney. This is Stardust Stereo. Thank you for listening. I'd like to thank my patrons. You know who you are. If you'd like to become a patron and get these podcasts right when they are produced and additional written material that only goes out to my supporters, please go to patreon.com/ParkerMcP and sign up to become a supporter. Or if you'd like to get a reading and see how this May Bond season will be for you personally, check out my website, kitchensorry.com. That's the word kitchen and the word sorry, all one word. Kitchen Sorry, S-A-R-I, like the Indian dress, .com. And you can find out information about personal astrological readings, which are so insightful to help us make decisions. See when the green lights are happening, when the yellow light is going on, and when we need to stop and pause. And I want to remind you, you are made of stardust. So go shine.